Sabbath blessings, everyone. I thought I'd stop by. Haven't actually left. I just haven't been on the mic in a while. I wanted to share something with everybody here. It has to do with something that the Lord revealed to me yesterday morning from 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I'm going to read verses 4 to 10. That's 1 Corinthians 3, verses 4 to 10. And I just hope everybody's blessed by it. It says, verses 4 to 10 in 1 Corinthians 3, it says, "For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not yet," or no, he says, "are ye not carnal?" In other words, he's saying that when you say I'm of Paul or I'm of Apollos, you're actually saying you're of the world. And the reason being is because both Paul and Apollos had the exact same message, and it was from God. Picking one man over the other shows they're making a choice based on the preacher instead of the God that gave him the message in the first place. And it's not like Paul preached one thing and Apollos preached another. I mean, had they not been on the exact same page from day one, as we say today, they would not be working together. And then verse 5 and 6 says, "Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believed. Even as the Lord gave to every man. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase." You know, when Paul says, "even as the Lord gave to every man," he means even as the Lord gave each of us a work to do. Paul did the work of planting, because that's where he goes into next. He says he did the work of planting, and then God sent Apollos to do the watering. I'm going to put something in the room here from Sister White. It's letter 150, and it was penned in 1900. There you go. It's only a sentence or two. It says that the Lord desires us to distinguish between the means and the instrument. The human agent is only the instrument. It is to the Lord he owes his efficiency. He must cooperate with divine power. In other words, it's not about Paul. It's not about Apollos. It's not about me. It's not about any other preacher in the church family. It's about God. It's his message. And he's having us speak it for him. Verse 7 says, "So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither is he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase." In other words, again, God's the one that matters here. He's the only one. And then verse 8 says, "Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one," you know, in agreement, "and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor." And I like the way Sister White puts this in Signs of the Times, June 12th, 1901. Let me put that in the room for you there. She said that the Christian is to gain strength by strengthening others. You know, because we all got a work to do. And that's one of the best ways to grow, and I'll explain that in a minute. She says, "He that watereth shall be watered also himself." This is not merely a promise. It's a divine law. A law by which God designs that the streams of benevolence, like the waters of the great deep, shall be kept in constant circulation, continually flowing back to their source. I mean, that's a jaw-dropper, because, you know, that source is our Heavenly Father. And then she finishes by saying, "And the fulfilling of this law is the secret of spiritual growth." You work with him. You do as he says for you to do. He's going to water you as you're watering others, because it's the way he works. It's a divine law. That's the secret of spiritual growth, she says. I mean, I actually witnessed happened. This happened right in front of my face one time on, well, actually, I have it in my praise list. It's November 22nd, 2011. I date things in my praise list, which makes sense to me. And so I actually witnessed this happening that day when I was sharing scripture on the phone with a brother and a sister in Christ in a conference call. What the Lord moved me to share with them was actually what I needed to hear as well. And plus, I've noticed over the years that my faith has grown simply because I want to and actually do my best to help people daily. In email, phone calls, face-to-face, whatever. You know, with Bible answers. And then Paul, I think I'm going to stop on verse 10. Yeah, one more verse here. Well, two more. Well, I'm going to do verse 9 here. We're still in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, obviously. But he says, for we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. And for those of you that don't know, husbandry can also be translated as a farm field. He's working the field by moving you and I to do what he needs for us, needs for him to do for everybody. And when we obey and do as he asks, we grow much stronger for the next task he sends us to do. And then we grow even more and more and so on and so forth. I mean, you could see, and this is what I love about the way our God works. You can see his law in his law, obviously. You can see his law in his creation, and you can see his law in his will and the way he works. And what I mean by that is you can see this principle of him working with us and making us grow better when we obey and do what he would have us do, when we are God's husbandry. We can see this principle illustrated in nature with our very own eyes. When a plant grows a bit too wild, we have to step up and prune that plant. And in so doing, it grows actually more abundantly by putting forth good fruit. It literally shows our handiwork by growing much stronger and bearing new fruit. In the same way, we grow much stronger as well. And bearing new Christian fruit by showing our God's handiwork in us. You know, like the plant, from time to time, we need to be pruned because we're growing a little bit too wild. And so God prunes us so as to help us grow stronger in the faith as well as bear some good fruit. And being pruned as a child of God is when our Father allows a trial to come upon us. That's what the pruning is all about. And he knows by this pruning or this trial he sends our way, we're going to grow by it. And when the trial he sends causes us to blossom into a beautiful child of God with Christian fruit, our existence alone makes everyone know the Creator has been very active in our life. When once we were sinners sick in sin, we are now a child of God, healed for all eternity. And it's not like this is the first time this has ever happened. If you remember in Acts 4, verses 12 to 14 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. That was an absolute fruit of them walking with Christ, because someone was just healed in front of their face. And the fact that they had the gentle speech. See, that's why Peter cursed three times, because when you hang with Jesus, he's going to change you. And so he was scared because, he thought he was going to die because Jesus was about to die. He decided to try to hide himself by swearing because they would figure, oh, that guy can't possibly be a guy that hangs with Christ. Look at his verbal sewage. Check this out. Sister White says this again in letter 105 from 1893. It's a different letter, I guess. There it is. I put it in the room. She says, we are laborers together with God. He provides us with all the facilities. all the spiritual weapons necessary for the pulling down of Satan's strongholds. Present the truth as it is in Jesus. Let the tones of your voice express the love of God. Lead, but never drive. You know, a lot of people like to cram scripture down other people's throats and get all up in their face because they don't believe the way they do. I mean, look at a perfect example of that. And they specifically did this, and I mentioned them in videos and stuff like that, but I'm talking about the Westboro Baptist types, where they were led by this one woman, even though her father was the supposed leader, but she was the mouthpiece that stood out front because she was a lawyer, so she knew how to play the system. And so they get up there, and they would just go to people's funerals, and especially military, you know, soldiers and stuff, and they would just praise God that those kids are dead. Those people's children are dead because they died at war. And they're also praising God that they had to go through all that. And then claiming to be Jesus, followers of Jesus Christ. They were driving their so-called theology down anyone's throat that would listen. Praise God, they haven't been heard from in years. Because, you know, but still, the damage is done. A lot of people hate Christians now just because of them. It's just like with the Muslims that hate Christians. Muslims simply hate Christians because of what the Vatican, the Roman Catholics and the Vatican did to them during the Crusades. So finishing what Sister White says here after saying lead but never drive, she says, approach the most obstinate in a spirit of kindness and affection. Dip your words into the oil of grace and let them flow forth from your lips in love. And then finally in verse 10 of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul says that according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another buildeth thereon. In other words, he's, like you said earlier, why are you saying you're a Paul or you're of Apollos? I only laid the foundation. Apollos is building it from that point forward, as we have all been doing for the last 2,000 years. So again, I have laid the foundation and another buildeth thereon, but let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. And so to summarize what I just read from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 4 to 9, well, actually verses 4 to 10, I kind of had a feeling I was going to go there. I have to say that this is one of the main reasons for so many different denominations today. All too often, people have a tendency to idolize the pastor, the preacher, the evangelist, whatever, or even the prophet like Sister White. All too often, people have a tendency to idolize them instead of the Lord Jesus Christ who gave all of them the truth to present. This is why the Seventh-day Remnant Church is a much better design. The foundation is Jesus Christ. We don't have a president as the SDAs do. We don't have a pope as the Catholics and most Protestants do because they're all just following the pope anyway, as we know. Like, you know, and so, and we have no first of equals, you know, like the Greek Orthodox. They have a first of equals, they call them. You know, they say, oh, I'm equal just like the rest of you, but I'm first. You know, come on. It's oxymoronic. So, I just lost signal on the, hold on a second here. We got a big old storm. Keeps on trying to come down on us. Okay, it's back. Wait, okay, yeah, it's back. All right, so I don't think Twitch fell out. We lost some frames, but more or less stayed steady. So praise God for that, because I've been praying about that, because I saw this monster storm, and every time it kept coming near us, it kept on just diminishing when it got close to us. So praise the Lord for that. And thank you for your prayers, because I asked you all to pray earlier. And so, getting back. We don't have a president, we don't have a pope, and we don't have a first of equals. We have Jesus Christ as the foundation of our faith. We are the body of Christ and Christ alone. And yes, as many in the SDR movement have recently discovered, we have a few preachers in this movement, praise God, that do in fact speak before the great congregation so as to allow for all the truth to be shared from different hearts so as to cut many hearts. So it's not all about me. It's not all about Sean. It's not all about Eli. It's not all about Lawrence. It's not all about Samuel who was preaching last week. It's all about Jesus. We're all in this together. We're all on the same page. Otherwise, we wouldn't be on the same pulpit. Jesus has done this before. This is how he operates. This is how he's always done it. You want proof? Open your Bible. When he wanted to declare the gospel message after he ascended, what did he do? He sent out Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John to share the exact same gospel message. But they shared it from four different viewpoints so as to reach all the people around the world in the same way that the four horns on the altar point north, south, east, and west. It's a global message. He doesn't want to leave anyone out. I praise God for what the Lord has revealed unto his church family. I praise God for what happened to me, 7 weeks ago, as a matter of fact. Today's week 7. So, this is the, 7th week. But because it allowed, I knew about a few of the guys that, I knew about all 5 of the guys that have been preaching lately. But I was shocked to see how they stepped up. Well, not entirely shocked. I was just amazed at how well-organized this church already is under Jesus Christ. I didn't have anything to do with that. All I did was get sick. I mean, that was, not sick, you know, like I didn't get COVID, and COVID's not even a reality. That's, for some reason, nobody talks about the flu anymore. It's just called, it COVID. So it's just a political thing. But it was, I got physical issues. And so I was blessed with an opportunity to take a break, as most of you know. I've never taken a vacation in my life. And the reason I did that is because, the first few years of my marriage was all I could do to get off the couch. I was, more apt to go out and shoot stick or something, make money doing that. And billiards, for those of you that don't know. And so I felt, when I found Christ especially, I've never taken a vacation. As a matter of fact, when I was offered vacation pay, I asked the boss, is it okay if I still work? And then you just pay me. And that's how it worked. Because I just wanted to be there for my family from that point forward, because I wasn't there for them at the start. I was all about me. And I wasn't singing. And so, again, we're all in this together. And this is no game. We know Jesus is Christ. He's coming soon. He really is coming soon. And so we are all doing our best to prepare. And so again, he sent out Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John to share the exact same truth, but with four different viewpoints. In the same way, he sent out, me, Sean, Eli, Lawrence, Samuel, and I'm probably forgetting somebody else here. I hope I didn't forget anybody. but if I did, you guys know who he is. And I'm sure we have other brothers in the faith that are going to step up sooner or later. That's right. Alvin. Yes. Yeah, Alvin. Yeah, they just told me. Fran just came in here and said, you forgot about Alvin. So, yeah, okay, yeah. I should have mentioned him earlier as well, too, because a lot of people don't know this. Alvin has a church out there in the Philippines. He's been preaching to them every Sabbath. Online, obviously. It's not like he can cruise there every week, but yeah. And so, what's this? Oh, okay. Let me see if I missed anybody else. Oh, thank you, dear sister. Hugs, hugs, hugs. The big old red heart. Blue one, too. All right. The obedient heart. And so, again, let me just finish, because I got a little bit more I wanted to share here before kicking back. They may be even doing a little bit of fellowship. My brothers and sisters ain't been on the mic in a while, It's good to be here. 7 weeks. Wow, I never, ever, ever in my life. I mean, if I ever was to take a vacation, I was thinking maybe the longest would be a week. So, but, it helped me to calm my body down and form new habits in regards to how I handle stress. Because that's my issue. It's just, I'm not very good at handling stress. Okay, hold on a second here. Yeah, let me drop, just give me a minute. I'm not done yet, so just give me a moment. Okay, I will. All right. How can he be doing it? He doesn't have PM ability. All right, he's going to get banned. Okay. All right. Thanks, Fran. Sorry about that for those of you listening on the recording, because I'm recording this. Because I'm going to put it on the site as a special announcement. But let me finish, because I keep going off track here. Oh, he's in the main room doing this stuff? Yeah, okay. All right, there's somebody in the room that's, well, it's going to be handled. Don't worry about it. He's not going to be able to get back in this room ever again. All right, so, again, the Lord sent out Matthew, Mark. Wait, I'm going to write this down. Hold on. Because I did have a list of all the brothers that have stepped up, and I want to put this on my desktop. And I already have it on, so you might hear a little ding-ding go off here in a second because I'm putting up my alarm system. Here it goes. Hopefully it doesn't go off. Oh, Alvin's in there. Okay, so Alvin, Lawrence, Samuel, Sean, and Eli. And then say that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Yeah, right? I got it right. All right, so it's in there. I just forgot for some reason. So, again... Just as the Lord sent out Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, he sent out Alvin, Lawrence, Samuel, and Sean, and Eli, and me. Okay, so far. I know there's other brothers in the faith that are going to step up, and I know there's women, godly women in this church like Esther and Ruth. They're going to step Whoa, sorry about that. Let me hit the snooze button on that one there. Okay, let me shut that system down just in case it goes off again. It's just reminders for me to do things. And I usually shut it off for church because I never know when it's... Because sometimes I push them forward. And you never know when they're going to come off next. So, but getting back. I praise God. And I thank my brothers for what they have done and helped out. So that I know that if something was to happen to me, you know, like either... dying or ending up in prison, which I think is the latter is going to happen because of what the Lord's been revealing over the decades in regards to this truth we present. People, like, for example, is out here, out in the middle of nowhere, just because I hand out a few tracts to a few people in these small towns, certain businesses will not give us the time of day. And it just happened again this week. And because they know about our message, and they might be Catholic, and I think that's one of the main reasons. Or just Sunday keepers that don't much appreciate what we're saying. And so I know it's going to be against the law to preach what we preach soon, but as I also know, I ain't shutting up. I don't care. I'll preach in the prisons, too. They're going to have to put me in solitary confinement, and then I'll scream loud enough to where everybody around me can hear it anyway. And so, but I want to finish this with this from Teachings of Paul. This is from the Redemption series in 1878. Let me put this, and you can get these on vbates.com, by the way. Or .org. No, I think it's .com, if I'm not mistaken. Hope it fits. Yes, it did. And I'm sorry, but it put two paragraphs into one. So it's huge. All right, this is what she said back then in 1878. And for those of you on WTPR, it's from the Redemption series. It's the Teachings of Paul, page 74 and 75. She says there can be, oh, and again, please, and I know we have women of God in this church family. I know that for a fact. And it's not, they're not going to be pastors, obviously, but you know what I mean. Godly women do work for the Lord as well. And I praise the Lord for you as well. I mean, what I've seen the last 7 weeks alone from this church family has really helped in my stress factor as well, because I don't have to worry about what like if all of a sudden, like even if all my servers were shut down, I know that you guys have figured out a way where you're all still going to meet online anyway, using Telegram or something else, you know. And so she says this in Teachings of Paul, page 74 and 5. It says, "There can be no stronger evidence in the churches that the truths of the Bible have not sanctified the receivers than their attachment to some favorite minister, and their unwillingness to accept and be profited by the labors of some other teacher who was sent to them in the providence of God. Because just like Paul and Apollos, we're all on the same page. We all have the same message. We may not sound the same on the mic, but it's still the same truth. We still have the same Jesus Christ as our leader, and the same Holy Spirit within, and the same Father guiding us. And so she says, the Lord sends help to his church as they need, not as they choose. For short-sighted mortals cannot discern what is their best good. It is seldom then one minister has all the qualifications necessary to perfect any one church and all the requirements of Christianity. She says, I would have ended with the word anyway there. But she says, therefore God sends other ministers to follow him, one after another, each one possessing some qualifications in which the others were deficient. And so there's things I can do that, yeah, you guys can't. And there's things that you guys do, I can't even imagine how you do it. Okay? So I got, you know, talents you don't have, and vice versa. It's just the parable of talents. You know, we all know what Jesus meant when he was doing that. And so she finishes by saying that the church should gratefully accept these servants of Christ, even as they would accept their master himself, Jesus, obviously, capital M. They should seek to derive all the benefit possible from the instruction which ministers may give them from the Word of God, because we're all reading the same book anyway. We all trust the same God. And brothers and sisters, these guys have been vetted, okay? We watch them like a hawk, you know, and so we make doubly sure. And it may embarrass some of them, but I still insist at times for some of them, please send me your notes before you share in our church. I'm just a stickler like that. I mean, I'm gun shy. I mean, I've seen enough issues in the last 40 years to know that, yeah, we got to be careful. I protect the pulpit, you know, as do my brothers now. They protect the pulpit too. Boy, I tell you, that takes a load off. And she says, but the ministers themselves are not to be idolized. There should be no religious pets and favorites among the people. It is the truths they bring which are to be accepted and appreciated in the meekness of humility. Now, jumping to the end of chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians, I'm just going to read verse 21 and 2. She says here, he says here, Paul says this, therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. In other words, to our benefit, we should not pick Paul or Apollos as the one to follow, for all their work is ours to be blessed by. I mean, to do so would be like choosing to study, yeah, I'm just going to read John's book, yeah, because I'm going to ignore Matthew, Mark, Luke because they kind of bore me. No, that's not how it works. Christ wants you to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then Luke again because he's wrote Acts, you know. And then, of course, Peter and Paul. And then John, of course, chimes in again later, and then Jude. He steps up. And so, if we, you know, like, pick a favorite, if you will, you know, because I know some prefer one preacher in the SDR movement, some prefer another, and stuff like that. And that should never be an issue. That was probably a bird. We got a bunch of them out here today. Yeah, a bird went by the driveway alert. And so if we just read John's book or only listen when Sean preaches or I preach or anybody else, it'd be like just reading John's book and ignoring Matthew, Mark, and Luke, when all their works are ours for the taking so as to grow in Christ. It's the only way we're going to do it, because that's how he designed it. We've got six brothers, probably seven soon. We've got six brothers in the faith that have stepped up to declare that which is written. under the guidance of the Holy Spirit each Sabbath. And now this is going to continue on from here. I'm probably going to start doing Friday nights again next week, because I got to tell you, I was blessed just by stopping by today. Not that I was going to be anywhere else anyway, but what the Lord gave me yesterday morning in my studies, which I just shared, is something that I just had to share because of I am so blessed to have these five brothers step up. Sorry. So, thank you, my brothers. I'll be back in a minute.